This is the Rural Report on ABC Local Radio.
G'day, Angus Hurley here with the Rural Report on 20 past 6 on the Rural Report. And the potential Nationals candidate for the electorate of Murray Plains says he's pleased there will be a pre-selection contest for the seat. Current Victorian Farmers Federation President Brett Hosking is standing for pre-selection. Northwest and in the Murray Plains electorate is rail freight, and we've had just this week that the long-term advocates of getting the Murray Basin Rail projects completed have been trying to get that issue on the agenda again in an election year. You've got one of those lines that was never standardised running past your property. If you were to win pre-selection, would you be working on the party room to commit to completing that project if the coalition came to power?
Yeah, it's a really clear yes, Angus. This was a project that I remember standing and hearing from then newly elected Premier, a guy called Dan Andrews, who made a commitment to completing this project in his first term of government. I feel like he might have broken that promise, and I feel like every Victorian has paid the price for that. As we've, you know, in that period of time from 2015 till now, 11 years, we've seen probably close to 5 million tonnes of, conservatively, of extra grain travel across that inch of bitumen that sits on all our region and rural roads. And then we complain about the condition of our roads, and it's no wonder. Had they just made that investment, had they kept their promise, we would have got that grain off the roads onto rail. We would have seen our roads in better condition. We would have seen safer roads, and we would have seen more efficient movement of grain. And, you know, what we talk about emissions, they're the ways that we improve our emissions in this state. You know, they're the really, that's a low-hanging fruit. So that's where we need to be investing. It was a no-brainer. It would have taken roughly 10 metres worth of Melbourne Metro tunnel cost to have done that line completely, and they broke that promise and walked away.
That was Brett Hosking, who is running for Nationals pre-selection for the seat of Murray Plains. Also